The brain thinks in focused or diffuse modes. Our brains have two ways to process information, the focused mode and the diffuse mode. Think of it like a flashlight with two settings. In one setting, it can shine a strong light on a small area. In the other, it spreads light more widely but with less intensity. Our brains switch between these modes to help us think and learn. The focused mode is for tasks that require close concentration, especially when working with ideas or skills we're already familiar with. This type of thinking is especially useful for subjects like math and science, where step-by-step, logical thinking is important. For example, you're using focused thinking when you multiply numbers if you already know the basics of multiplication. If you're learning a language, you might apply this mode to practice verb conjugations you learned recently. Diffuse mode, however, is active when we let our minds relax and wander. This mode helps us see the broader picture and often leads to fresh insights on problems or new concepts. It's a helpful way to approach learning in math and science, especially when faced with challenging problems that require creative solutions. Consider this sentence. This, spelled THISS, sentence contains three, spelled THREE, errors. With focused thinking, the first two spelling errors are easy to spot. But to notice the sentence's deeper error, that there's actually no third mistake, you'd need diffuse thinking. This example shows how both thinking modes have unique benefits and are essential for solving different types of problems. Focused thinking, diffuse thinking, and sleep boost learning. For effective learning, we rely on three essentials: focused thinking, diffuse thinking, and sleep. Throughout our day, we switch between focused and diffuse modes, although we're never aware of both at once. Switching between them supports our learning and problem solving. To truly grasp complex ideas, we need time away from direct thought on the issue. This is where diffuse mode comes in. When we return to the problem with fresh focus, we connect broader insights gained during our break. This back and forth exchange between modes is crucial. Each mode processes information and passes it to the other, gradually leading us to solutions. Sleep is also a key player in learning. Imagine trying to build muscle by lifting weights nonstop. It's impossible. Muscles need rest to grow. Similarly, our brains need rest to recharge and strengthen understanding. Prolonged wakefulness produces toxins in our brains, and sleep helps clear them out, supporting brain health and memory. Interestingly, studies show that reviewing material just before sleep increases the chances of dreaming about it, which can deepen our comprehension. So, when stuck on a problem, try shifting your thinking mode or taking a nap. Both can offer a fresh perspective. Chunking and recalling boost expertise. To build expertise, it's crucial to chunk and recall learning material. The human brain has an amazing ability to simplify information. For instance, instead of processing each tree, our brains can see an entire forest. This skill, known as chunking, is key to learning and helps us develop expertise in subjects like math and science. Chunks are groups of related information that share a common meaning.
For example, combining the letters P, O, and P into the word pop creates a chunk.
By forming chunks, our brains can work more efficiently. After chunking an idea, we no longer need to remember all the little details. We understand the main idea, and with time, we build a mental library of these chunks to draw from. This allows us to recognize different types of problems, not just specific ones, which makes solving them faster. To create chunks while learning, recall the main ideas instead of just reviewing them. Recall helps you solidify chunks in your memory. Start by focusing on understanding the core ideas and practice going over them in your mind. It's also essential to connect new chunks to concepts you already know. For instance, just looking at a math solution isn't enough, you need to fit it into your existing network of concepts and chunks. So, when studying, avoid passively rereading. Actively recall the material to force yourself to engage with the problems and solve them actively. Focus on the process to beat procrastination. Picture how painful your calf muscles would be if you only started training for a marathon the night before. Likewise, if you delay, you can't do well in math and science either. Putting off is tempting, but it's crucial to avoid it. It's easy to fall into because it provides short-term relief from tasks that are dull, hard, or uncomfortable. To succeed in math and science, you need to control your procrastination. Think of learning math and science like this: you need short study sessions to place bricks of information, with breaks in between to let them settle. In other words, Your learning must be spread out over time. You can't cram it all at the last minute. You can overcome putting off by focusing on the process of learning, not just the outcome. Focusing on the process versus the product. The process is the time you spend doing something, like saying, "I'm going to study for the next 20 minutes." The product is the result, such as finishing a homework assignment. When you focus on the process of learning, you'll feel more relaxed and go with the flow. You won't judge yourself harshly because you're not obsessed with quickly achieving the result. This approach also helps you avoid procrastination. Sometimes, a goal seems so tough that we avoid working towards it due to fear of failure or discomfort with the difficulty. This is a form of procrastination. By concentrating on the process, you'll not only find it easier to avoid procrastination but also enjoy learning more. Mental tricks are effective learning tools. David Allen, a management expert, once said, "The most successful people I know are those who use the best strategies in their lives." There are several easy but effective mental tricks you can use when learning. First, try changing your environment. Find out where you work best. Some people need a lively coffee shop, while others prefer a quiet library. Research shows that having a dedicated workspace helps fight procrastination. Mindfulness training is another useful tool. It's similar to meditation and involves letting distracting thoughts pass by without focusing on them. You can practice mindfulness by doing tasks like counting down numbers, which helps you relax and improve focus. Lastly, consider reframing your focus. This means shifting your attention from something negative to something positive, which can help improve your attitude. Tips for better habits and time management. If you find it hard to wake up in the morning, try focusing on something positive, like how delicious your breakfast will be, rather than how tired you feel. A great way to improve your habits is by making realistic to-do lists. This helps you stay organized and in control. Make a brief to-do list each week or even daily. This allows you to see the overall picture and set your priorities clearly. Using a planner can also help you stay organized. Remember that scheduling time for fun is as important as work. Planning for leisure activities can also help you avoid procrastination by reducing excuses for delaying tasks. Memorization techniques make learning fun and memorable. We remember things better when they have personal meaning. This means you can turn memorizing into a creative activity. For example, to remember Newton's second law, F equals ma, which connects force to mass and acceleration, you could use creative associations. Imagine F is flying, M is a mule, and A is apples. So, if you want your mule to fly faster, you need to give it more apples. One effective way to memorize is by using metaphors. A metaphor helps you see how one thing is similar to another. For instance, when learning about electrical currents, picture them as water. Think of voltage as the pressure pushing on that water. Metaphors help solidify ideas in your mind by linking them to familiar concepts. The more connections you make, the easier it will be to remember and understand the information. Imagining concepts and using acronyms for learning. Sometimes, pretending to be the concept you're trying to understand can be helpful. For instance, you might imagine yourself as an electron or inside the variables of an algebraic equation. Acronyms are another effective way to memorize information. They make learning simpler.
If you need to remember four plants, garlic, rose, hawthorn, and mustard, you can use the initials G, R, H, and M. Think of it as GRHM, similar to a graham cracker.
Many people use memorable phrases, which work like acronyms. Each word's first letter matches the first letter of the items you want to memorize. Creating a story with these phrases can make it easier to remember the details. Practice and persistence beat intelligence often. Collaborating with others can be daunting, especially if they grasp new ideas faster than you. However, average students sometimes have strengths like a strong work ethic and creativity. Gifted individuals encounter their own issues. For instance, they often have a more powerful working memory, which deals with the information they're currently focusing on. But a strong working memory can be so absorbing that it blocks out new ideas. This might lead intelligent people to overcomplicate simple problems and miss straightforward solutions. Research indicates that smart people may get caught up in complex thoughts, making it difficult for them to stay on task. In many situations, practice and determination are often more valuable than just being smart. Regular practice helps transfer information from short-term to long-term memory, where it can be retrieved later. Average working memory and creativity. Unlike high-functioning working memories, average working memories don't retain information as tightly, allowing them to gather more input from other brain areas, such as long-term memory. These other areas often generate creative ideas. Practicing and strengthening memory connections can enhance our creativity. Persistence in learning helps us tackle problems more deeply, boosts our ability to think independently, and guides us in asking the right questions to find the best solutions. Even individuals with average intelligence can achieve the same mental accomplishments as those who are naturally talented, provided they work hard and practice consistently. Testing itself is a valuable learning tool. Testing isn't only about assessing our knowledge, it's a powerful learning tool. Studying and preparing for exams is very important. Testing helps us remember what we've learned. It's not just for checking learning, it actually helps us learn more effectively. This is known as the testing effect. In 2009, psychologists Julie Campbell and Richard Meyer explored the testing effect. They had two groups view a PowerPoint presentation with information to remember. One group answered multiple choice questions after several slides, which helped them recall the material. When tested later, the group that answered questions throughout the presentation performed better. This demonstrates that the testing effect is strong even if test results are poor or no feedback is given. Testing and stress management. Testing can also help us manage stress or anxiety. When we're under stress, our body produces chemicals like cortisol, which can cause sweaty palms or a racing heart. While this may seem negative, research shows that how we perceive these signs can make a big difference. Instead of thinking, "This test is making me nervous," try thinking, "This test makes me eager to perform well, and that's why I feel this adrenaline." This change in perspective can significantly enhance your performance. If you feel anxious before a test, taking a moment to focus on your breathing can help. Deep breaths increase oxygen to key areas of the brain. By using these techniques, you'll become better at handling stress and turning it into productivity. In summary, testing is valuable for learning. Key points. 1. Focused and diffuse thinking aids learning. 2. Switching modes helps solve complex problems. 3. Sleep refreshes brain and boosts memory. 4. Chunking organizes information for easier recall. 5. Process-focused learning avoids procrastination. 6. Testing enhances memory and learning. 7. Practice and persistence often beat intelligence.